Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
And as President Trump meets with G7 leaders in Sicily, several moments from the president's first foreign trip this week are making headlines on social media. From the orb to his visit with the Pope to his NATO speech in Brussels. And joining us with a closer look is Danielle Belton, managing editor at The Root. She joins us from New York. Hi there, Danielle.
Hey, how's it going?
Well, I'm a little hoarse from a cold, so it's been better. You're not talking to a frog, you're talking to an actual host, okay?
Okay.
All right, well, let's talk about the president's international trip here. What are some of the things that people are sharing on social media?
Oh, there were so many moments that were share-worthy, from that orb in Saudi Arabia that you know, to the point where people called it a satanic orb, jokingly on Twitter, to the point that actual Satanists came out on Twitter to explain they had nothing to do with Trump or the orb. But my favorite was probably a very dour photo of the Pope that President Trump took alongside his wife Melania and his daughter Ivanka, where people thought the image looked so creepy, they started photoshopping in the kid from The Omen, the twins from The Shining, the girl from The Ring, the Addams family. They were all working these images and shared all over Twitter.
Yeah, I mean, I think it's fair to say that these posts and memes, creative as they might be, they're largely coming from the president's critics. I mean, what have the supporters of the president been talking about online?
Well, you know, the supporters have been saying that a lot of this, they think a lot of the jokes are unfair. Like, for instance, there was a moment where it looked like the president shoved the prime minister of Montenegro, and they're claiming that it wasn't actually a shove, while others are like cheering what they perceive to be a shove because they feel like it's part of Trump's whole America first kind of attitude, and they liked the fact that Trump demanded to know why NATO members weren't paying more for their share of the defense. And they called the members of NATO freeloaders and losers. So they were quite happy with Trump's performance overseas.
Well, let's take a break away from the president's travels and talk about another story this week. Tragic one, the murder of Richard Collins III, a young African-American man, graduating college senior, member of the military. Police say that Sean Urbanski, a man named Sean Urbanski, stabbed Collins in the chest in a totally unprovoked attack. And he's been charged with murder, and authorities are also looking into whether or not this was a hate crime, because Urbanski appeared to be involved in a Facebook group that featured negative comments about African Americans. So your thoughts on this?
Oh, this is just a really horrifying case. I mean, for a lot of people, this is their worst nightmare, where you're minding your own business, coming home from a party, you're not threatening anyone, it's completely unprovoked, and someone who may have a racist agenda, you know, accosts you. He was part of this Facebook group called the Alt-Reich Nation, and University of Maryland Police Chief David Mitchell said of the site, quote, "When I look at the information that's contained on that website, suffice to say that it's despicable. It shows extreme bias against women, Latinos, persons of Jewish faith, and especially African Americans." So it was really concerning that something like this could inspire someone, possibly.
Hmm. Well, Danielle Belton is managing editor at The Root. Danielle, thanks as always.
Thank you so much.